Hey, everyone. Such an intriguing conversation today around machine identity management and its critical role in cybersecurity with the CEO at Venafi. Patrick, how are you?
Doing great, Evan. It's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And I hear it's sunny and warm in Denver today, so congratulations for that. We're going to dive into all things machine intelligence, such an interesting and important topic. Maybe before that, introduce yourself and your mission, your kind of strategic vision at Venafi.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me. My name is Patrick Dennis. I'm the CEO here at Venafi. Super lucky to run such an amazing organization. We have a very, very small mission. Our mission is to future-proof the security of the Global 5000 by delivering the most modern, connected, and trusted machine identity management platform. Not that I've ever been asked that before, Evan.
Well, it sounds simple, but the reality is there's so much complexity behind this topic. It's around simplification of just such a complex and growing, challenging environment. You know, talk about that transformation that you're supporting a customer's journey on. It's to the cloud. It's to global operations. It's through new APIs, new endpoints, new identities.
That's right.
And what's your kind of mission to help simplify this challenging environment?
Yeah, I mean, let's start at the top. So if you think about security over the years, the notion of identity has always been a part of everybody's, you know, security posture, the apparatus, et cetera. Mm. But for a long, long time, we were really focused on humans, right? You have credentials and passwords and logins and, you know, is your Okta working right and all those types of things. And those are still super important. What a lot of people don't realize is that there's 45 times more machines than there are people. So if you just think of the problem space, why did machine identity become so important? Why did, you know, this great company create the category? We created the category because we realized there's a second set of identities that are really important, and they're identities related to machines. And we realized that those identities are much larger in scale. And, you know, these days, and we'll probably touch on this, you know, during our conversation, the rate and pace of change is so fast. Not only is it, you know, 45x now, it'll probably be 50x. Mm. And by the way, it changes really, really quickly. And so, you know, this company helps try to solve for the exposure associated with all those machines, just like you would try to solve for the exposure related to your human identities. But we're doing it at a scope and a scale and a speed that keeps pace with what you're seeing in the technology landscape today.
And the pace is so rapid. You know, everyone in the enterprise is moving to the cloud at different speeds, but that's going to be the ultimate destination. We're seeing the rise of the API economy. What's your role in ensuring this transition to machine identity is managed? I mean, what role do you play at that? I guess you're at the control plane, if you will.
Yeah, we think we play a really central role. And, you know, you brought up, if we kind of go back through what you had just said, what you're seeing are these environments becoming more hybrid, right? So you said the ultimate destination is the cloud. That's true. And there's still plenty of people that are trying to solve for premise problems today that are in their data centers. And so, you know, if you picture the arc of change over time, what does the control plane do? The Venafi control plane brings you a way to unify a set of capabilities to solve problems that you might have had in the past, problems that you have today, problems that you have in the future in a very modular way. So you get to plug in a capability to the control plane to solve for, you know, a new problem. I'll give you an example. Just yesterday, we announced that we were going to support protecting SPIFFI-related integrations, right? That's an example of us taking the control plane and extending it to offer SPIFFI support. Now, if you don't know what SPIFFI is, and a bunch of people probably don't, that's an example of kind of like the next thing. So what's really great about Venafi is the control plane lets you solve a data center problem that you've had for a long time and you understand really, really well. And it's scalable enough that we can add modules and capabilities as workloads and machines change.
Wow, that's really intriguing. And there's a big problem, I understand, around identity as it regards to certificate lifecycle management, impacts to certificate issuing and authority can, you know, interrupt operations and create all kinds of challenges with customers and customer data, customer trust. And there's just an explosion of certificates being managed and issues. What role do you play there in helping manage and maintain a certificate across the board?
Yeah, let's just maybe start for everybody's benefit. You know, certificates, that's like one of those words that gets passed around in technical circles quite a bit. A lot of people don't really know what it is. You know, it's a basic contract that says like, hey, I'm trusted and I'm okay to share data with you or to communicate with you, et cetera. And, you know, oftentimes if you're browsing the web, you'll see little certificate notifications pop up. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, the average company can have 250,000, 500,000 certificates
are
weaved together to create a user experience, which I know is another thing, you know, you're deeply interested in, right? And it only takes one of those certificates to be invalid or bad or out of date in many cases to bring an application down. And, you know, it's widely publicized, but even Elon Musk's Starlink went down because a certificate in one of the base stations went bad. So, yeah. And he's a pretty technically advanced person, right? We're talking about, you know, man that builds rockets, right? Wound up with a certificate problem. So what Venafi does for customers is it helps manage those certificates, their life cycle, meaning from the time that they're created through the time that they're revoked or they pass a date. And we automate that so that if you're trying to deal with this at a 250, 500 million, multi-million scale of certificates, it's done in a way that's consistent. It's done in a way that has high integrity and efficacy. And so, you know, when we talk about being modern, trusted, and connected, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we can bring together those three attributes to a really large environment.
That's extraordinary. It wouldn't be a tech chat if we didn't talk about AI integration, something that you've been at for some time, and you have a product that called Athena that I understand enhances decision-making and operational efficiency. But talk about what that does, its role in this managing through this complexity.
So, you know, one of the things that, you know, you and I both know, the AI space is big, right? And I like to think we're doing some very innovative things, and then we're doing some really kind of just really straightforward things. Athena, I think, is an example of just taking the best of what AI has to offer. It does a great job of dealing with large quantities of data that aren't particularly easily understood by human beings. And we just talked about, you know, hundreds of thousands of these certificate things, which are natively digital and kind of well understood by computers. And so what Athena does is it can take an environment and then you can start to ask very basic questions over time, like how many of my certificates are about to expire? And it will help you get an answer to that question. You know, where we see it really playing a role in the future is we'll be able to start to ask more sophisticated questions. How many certificates do I have that are prepared for quantum resilience? And, you know, one of the ways we think we're going to make all of these systems easier for people to use is by offering that LLM AI-based interface.
Wow, that's super exciting for everyone out there who has a job to get done in the security space. Everyone's overwhelmed, overworked, stressed out. So that sounds tremendous. Maybe talk a little bit about automation and scale. That, you know, you can't find security analysts these days. They're really a hot commodity. I mean, how do you see yourself supporting automation, not just through AI, but, you know, management of those machine identities? And what's your environment like to help with both scale and automation?
Yeah, where I think we really do our best work is this idea of dealing with the hybrid nature of these environments. And so, you know, yes, there's still plenty of people in the world that are, you know, encryption specialists, right? And they're doing very important work. But on the other end of the spectrum, you know, there's a DevOps community now that's writing brand new code that's going super fast and getting deployed into customers' environments. And, you know, oftentimes security teams have a difficult time working with those application developers. Well, Venafi has a capability that will allow those developers to be safe and secure, but we won't get in the way in the rate and pace that they're innovating. And so where I think we do our best work is We help automate tasks. We help manage the life cycle for people that are dealing with the traditional problems. And then we're bringing much of that same thinking to these more modern new workloads and even the newer types of machines that the world is seeing.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I talk a little bit about your customers. You have right on your website some amazing logos from BOA to BP and many others. Tell us to the degree you can. I know these are pretty trusted information. What are you doing with them? How are they using you? And anything else you might share about your customer base?
I mean, if you know, there's plenty of great logos on the website. If I could ever show you the internal slides, you'd be amazed. We're very fortunate to service the world's biggest and best brands, you know, and we've been doing that for a really, really long time. So, you know, just to put it in perspective, we're talking like 5 out of the 5 top airlines, 5 of the 5 top, you know, health insurers, 3 of the 5 top retailers, wow. 4 of the 5 top US and UK banks, 3 out of the 5 top accounting firms. So people that do real work that really have security needs, trust Venafi. And we're doing the things for them that we talked about today. I'll maybe pick one of my newer favorite stories. So a large retailer that I'm sure you and I have shopped at periodically has really been reworking some of their customer-facing applications. And they're taking advantage of some of the sophisticated technology we just talked about to help secure those customer-facing applications. We have another large customer who you would recognize that's really moved into Kubernetes, right? So they're starting to use Kubernetes clusters to scale, and they're taking advantage of Venafi to protect those scaling Kubernetes clusters. And so, you know, whether it's the traditional bank sort of use cases that we talked about, data center oriented, let's manage some certificates, all the way through to people putting their primary customer experience applications out in front of customers, secured by Venafi, you know, we're doing both of those things.
Fantastic. Well, that's intriguing to hear. You know, customers, as you know, aren't looking to just deploy point solutions anymore. Mm. They need a whole raft of capabilities, and really it's an ecosystem that they have to bring together. How do you collaborate with your technology partners? You know, what does your go-to-market look like these days?
Yeah, I think being, you know, if we talked about the 3 things that are important to us, being modern, trusted, the 3rd, you know, is connected. And that's because we really do think, you know, the future of security requires deep connections and a deep ecosystem. So, you know, we're working with the people that you would expect, like certificate authorities. We integrate with them. We integrate with the large public cloud providers. So if you just think of AWS and GCP and Azure, we do work there. And then, you know, again, in some of these more modern situations, we're integrating with some of the DevOps community as well. So you can see that could be like HashiCorp and Vault and those kind of things. So it's a very, very broad ecosystem of folks that we work with, because this technology does kind of sit so fundamentally in how applications are developed, secured, and managed. You know, you wind up interfacing with a bunch of folks. And, you know, that's worked well for our go-to-market too. We have people that support us very frequently in a go-to-market relationship with a customer, because they know we're the best at what we do. We're really proud of it. And, you know, we are open. So working with others is kind of core to the DNA.
Love it. Speaking of DNA, you and the team are really on an important mission here. Give us a peek into the culture, maybe behind the curtain, you know, the team that's built, the growing team, and the folks who are on the front lines, if you will.
Yeah, you know, this company has an amazing value system. What I would tell you I'm most impressed by as a, you know, relatively new person to joining the company, inside the core values, one of those values is that you put team over self. And it's easy to say that, it's hard to do it. I have never seen a company culture that is so focused on team over self. And that's incredibly important because, you know, a core value here is about doing the best job for our customers. So, you know, if our customers are first, and the team comes before self, the customers are always getting the best out of the team. And, you know, it's embedded down in the core values to the individual level, like I haven't seen in an organization in my career. You know, I'm super proud to be a part of it. It's really an honor to help steward that. Jeff Hudson, our CEO emeritus, really had instilled those values in the company over time. It's hard to do. It's a great testament to his leadership and the impact he had on the company.
Fantastic. We're heavy into the travel season here, trade shows, events, and meetups of all various kinds. What's on your radar? I know we have RSAC coming up soon, but you have so much going on. What are you sort of personally looking forward to out there?
So I look forward to RSA every year. You know, I've bumped into you at RSA several times. It's a big event for all of us. So I'm super excited about that. I think what I'm most excited about at RSA is actually the, you know, the sessions are great. But what I really like most is just reconnecting with the rest of the security community and hearing what's on everybody's mind. I took a lot away from last year's RSA conference. It really shaped some of my thinking around the impact AI was going to have, what it was going to look like in post-quantum, et cetera. So some of those big themes, I feel like, get built out. You know, when you're around your peers and other folks that are in the community and you just get to talk about the things that are top of mind. That said, I probably wouldn't be doing my job as CEO if I didn't plug the fact that we have a machine identity management summit, which will be in your hometown of Boston, October 1st through 3rd. It's the only summit to our knowledge that is focused on this category. We have some awesome speakers lined up, and I'm really looking forward to that too. I think it's really taking on a little bit of the shape of an industry conference to talk about the issues that are related to machine identity management. I think that's going to be a really, really special show.
That sounds like it. Great opportunity to learn and get educated. Yep. Look forward to attending that. And I see you're at KubeCon, the Cloud Native Con.
We are.
Event that's happening right now in Europe. Yep. So you're everywhere all at once. Well, thanks so much, Patrick, for just this quick update and insight into the mission and vision. And congratulations on all the success onwards and upwards.
Thanks, Evan. It's good to see you. Appreciate the time today.
Likewise. And thanks, everyone, for watching. Reach out to Venafi. They put out some really great content on social media. It's caught my attention. So it's worth following them and checking it out. Take care. Take care, everyone. Thanks. Bye-bye.